Hey, After Buzzers, you're watching the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Tonight we're talking Maggie not being able to keep a secret, Amelia seeking mother advice, and Mare giving love a chance. So don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Another classic intro.
I feel like it's a nice little shoulder.
I know, it is. Yes, okay, guys, we are back to discuss episode 4, Mama Knows Best. I'm your host, Krista Flungy.
Hey, guys, I'm Chelsea Suck-Jones.
Yeah, so we're here again, and we have another great episode to talk about. So, Overall, what were your thoughts?
I really like this episode. It was good. It was funny. There's, like, a lot of cute little funny moments in it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I think I like this one a little bit better than the second. I feel like there's a lot going on. I know when I get home, I'm going to have to watch the Station 19
half. Yeah.
We had to come in here while it was going on, but it looks like the drama continues.
Oh, yes. Poor little Max.
I know. So, yeah, basically the premise for this episode was the fire, a building fire, or apartment building, I'm assuming, and we have a family that comes in. It's a mom and her son.
Yeah.
Natalie was the mom. Did I just make that up?
I'm not sure, but she wasn't even in the apartment. She was on the street.
Natalie. So she had a heart attack earlier, and then in the week, they're thinking, and then she let it go because she probably thought it was indigestion or something, which can that, you just let that go? But yeah, this poor little boy, Max, who became a central part of the story, was hiding in the ambulance when it got there. And every time there's a little boy, you know there's going to be tears.
It's not going to be a good episode for your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It really wasn't.
So it was just, everything was based around them, and we had, so basically, DeLuca goes on a wild goose chase on the end with this kid. Mm-hmm. Maggie's having a struggle with this kid because their dad, his dad comes in and won't tell the son exactly what's going on with the mom because at the end it's not looking too good. Yeah. She's having trouble coming off the pumps, I think. And so Maggie again is having this internal struggle.
Yeah.
She's missing Jackson. She's still keeping a secret and now she's dealing with a dad who won't tell his son.
It's just, again, it's overstepping.
It always is.
You just, you know, it sucks.
He's the parent.
But it's not your place. You don't know this kid. And obviously it's tough, but you can't decide for someone else's child how they're going to break the news about his mother passing. Like, it's just, you know, so it's.
I know.
It's tough, but that's the job that you're in.
So I'm sure that's why Maggie's usually pretty level-headed, but I think there's so much pressure building up, and then I think this case on top of it, she's, you're keeping secrets from your son, you can tell him, don't keep secrets like I am, it's driving me insane. So just,
too much projection.
Yes.
Yeah, too really much projection. We don't need that, Maggie.
No, we don't. Poor girl.
Yeah, but I agree. So she has this huge secret, and she breaks it.
Yeah.
She does. What did you think?
I know. I can't believe we saw that at the end.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. I kind of thought the episode was over. And then all of a sudden she just, it so fast. It was like word vomit, which when you have a secret and that you're not supposed to tell and you tell it.
And I feel like Maggie has a definition of word vomit. Yes. Like she just talks.
And I wish we'd got more out of Mare because she was just like, what?
Wasn't as good of
Well, and you got to think Mare has more of a relation. Like Mare knows Teddy. Mm-hmm. She was with Teddy during the whole Christina and, thing.
Yeah.
She has a really deep history with them. So hearing this information, it's going to hit her
heavy.
Even different it's than heavy. It's hit Maggie.
I definitely thought Maggie was going to be able to hold the secret a hell of a lot longer than she did.
Yeah, she lasted an episode.
So I was a little bit disappointed in her. I also don't blame her, and I like that she goes to Meredith to confide in, like, a sister.
I did like
that, to, someone random or whatever. Like, I feel like Meredith's a good person to share the secret
and
with.
And I think it's going to help because I feel like Meredith can keep a secret.
Yes.
This one's going to be hard because it's her sister and it's Owen, but I think it's going to help Maggie relieve the pressure a bit.
Yeah.
She got to word vomit on someone. She can kind of like sit back and be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
So I think they'll hold out for another episode or two.
I mean, I hope so. Like, I want to see how Owen and Amelia progress in the relationship before this bomb gets dropped.
Yeah, because it is going to, It is going to do
something.
It's going
to ruin a lot of things.
We'll save it for predictions, but it is going to be quite the bomb. Yeah,
it really
but
is.
But yeah, speaking of
secrets.
Yeah, we've got, well, this isn't a secret we're going to keep from you guys, but
yeah.
There's some
so
stuff
hey,
tell
After
you.
Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube suggests content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of Talk TV.
Yes, thank you guys. Make sure you, when you're on any of the shows or the Grays, because, you know, that's why you're here today.
Yes.
You like, comment, and definitely leave the comments. We read them. We shout you out on air. You guys are always super interactive, so.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. But yeah, so continuing on, speaking of Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
She is having some issues with Betty right now.
Yes.
We see her kind of dragging her into the hospital because she wants to drug test her. And, yeah, she makes a great point, though. You know, usually when you have a baby, you have years to lead up to that.
Yeah.
You know, parenting kind of works. You know, you become accustomed to how you're going to do it. And she just had this 14-year-old dropped on her lap.
Yeah, and she has to deal with it.
And not only is it a 15-year-old, it has a baby.
And
has a baby, and she has a drug problem.
Yeah, it's a lot to handle. she really took on a lot when she offered to kind of help this girl get clean. But yeah, and you're dealing with a teenager. Like, teenagers are so, like...
They're awful.
Yeah, they're
teenage girls. Not just teenagers. This is a teenage girl.
And she's, like, calling her all these names, and how can you deal with her, Owen? She's the worst. It's like,
there. Sorry, Mom. But yeah.
So yeah, it's nice to see Amelia in this mom role, which is weird
because
it feels almost... sisterly, because they are kind of closer in age, but she is her mom, and she's taking care of her. And it's nice to see this different side of her, like a more responsible side of Amelia, which I think is cool. I think it's really neat.
I do like seeing this. I think she's pretty good at it so far. She's worried that she's not, but for the position you're put in, I think she's handling it really well. And I think Betty's kind of slowly but surely, I think right now she's favors Owen because he's not the disciplinarian.
Yes.
But I think she's starting to grow on her, Amelia.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, people in the chat are also agreeing. We have Nevermore667. I love Amelia this episode. She acted like a true sponsor / mother.
She did.
Yeah, so I think taking her, you know, getting her drug tested. And she was more upset that Betty lied to her or was, like, keeping something from her than she actually was that she slipped. And I think that speaks volumes.
Which
you know?
I love that she said that because being a sponsor and a mother, like, you're both. That's a really difficult double role to take on. But yeah, I love that she also took that inference where Owen was saying how his single mom raised him as, you know, the warden or the judge, all of the things. And she was like, oh, I'm going to talk to Owen's mom. So Owen's mom got a little cameo, which was adorable.
I love how she walked in and he's like, Mom, what are you doing here? Everything's not about you, Owen. I have a life.
I love
mom.
But yeah, she gives her some motherly, like classic motherly advice.
Yeah.
And I love Owen's mom. Yeah. And then Amelia takes it. And at the end, eventually, Betty's like, you know what? I smoke some weed. It's not that big of a deal. And to her. And it just, it all worked out in the end.
Was a month too much?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the teenage girl in me from way back was like, a month.
It seems like forever.
Like a week. Yeah. It was a little bit of weed. I don't know. But again, I'm not a mom, so I don't know what the punishment timeline is these days.
That was great.
Owen was like, what?
No.
I don't want her holding that long.
It was cute to kind of see them too, like... you know, pat themselves on the back for, like, a good job at parenting for the day.
They have that moment after every episode, and I'm like, soon that's just gonna... There's gonna be a third baby, and it's gonna explode in your face. Yeah. I know, I hate that they keep putting that on us, though, like the happy ending where we're parents.
Yeah,
because I'm like, oh, it's not gonna last.
They're actually being way too solid for it to be a good thing, so you know it's gonna crumble down. You know it.
Yeah, well, also, we have... a big storyline with Meredith this episode. Mm-hmm. In walks a new love interest. She's like taking Cece's advice, and she shows up at the hospital looking all good. Yes. I love how everyone's making comments, and they're like, Meredith, even Luca. I was like, get off of her. Yeah. It was cute.
It was really cute. It was really sweet. And she's kind of just like, why is everyone looking
at me? Yeah, like the girl put on some eyeliner, let it be.
I hate that. Do you ever go to work and just like one day you decide to wear a dress? And everyone's like, oh my God, where are you going?
Put on makeup for once, and people are like, who is that?
Like, can I not wear a dress? It's easier than finding a pants and a shirt.
You don't look like you're 12 today.
Yeah. But no, yeah, she's really cute. She's really, I don't know if she was excited for a date. She's more so nervous.
She looked nervous and kind of like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, kind of forced
into it. Because I want to perform surgery on Cece, so it's my only option.
But I loved seeing Ted Mosby.
I know. Hi, How I Met Your Mother fans.
Yes.
I'm one of them, and that was a great cameo.
That was so great. It was weird to see him outside of being Ted Mosby.
I know.
But he was still a little Ted Mosby-ish, which I appreciated.
Yes. He's still quirky. And
really.
So, yeah, she goes to this blind date. They sit down. They're hitting it off. And then all of a sudden, he notices his actual date is across the bar talking to the actual John.
Yeah.
And Meredith's like, oh, do you think that's because John is a common name? Yeah. So basically they realize they're on
the wrong date. Yeah.
Which was hysterical.
It really was. That's kind of similar to how my parents met.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. They were at a party and my stepdad inquired about one of the girls at the party, and that friend thought he was talking about my mom.
He was inquiring about your mom.
Yeah, and so they set him up, and it was kind of like it was a blind date for him, and so
that's adorable.
It ended well, but yeah.
See, that stuff really happens. Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's like
that's
cute and
so
organic,
cute.
And yeah.
Great meet cute.
It could crash and burn, or it could, you know, really work. And
which it looked to be going really well until
that one thing.
I know, he accidentally, well, it wasn't an accident, but he was talking about how another stressor of dating this late in life is that a lot of people have kids, and then that adds pressure onto speeding things up.
Yes.
Which, to me, it'd be more single ladies, childless ladies at that age, because they'd be like, clock's ticking.
Yeah, time to get kids.
Like, she's already got kids. I don't think Mare wants any more.
No, not at all. But as soon as he started talking about kids, you just see him just like knowing she has kids, you're like, oh my God, shut up, shut up. Yeah, it killed me. Because
the light went out in her, because she was digging this guy.
She really was. She handled it well.
Do you think, my question would be, do you think she took it too harshly? Like, I know it's your kids and those are number one, and obviously if it's a no-go on the kids, it's a no-go on the relationship.
Yeah.
But he never said, I hate kids.
Yeah, no, he didn't say I hate kids.
He said the pressure of single moms makes things move faster, and Meredith could have been like, I am a single mom currently, but don't want any more, and not trying to speed things, which she
did. And I'm not trying to,
which is exactly what she did, but then she walked away, and I was like, give it a shot!
I think she cut it off too quickly just because she is also already so hesitant about dating, you know? And it's like, well, this is my easy out
type of
thing.
Yeah, that too.
So it's like, okay, he says he's not really into kids, so I got out and I could take that. Like, you know, it's still like the guard in her.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like, the chief from Station 19, what she said to her.
That was, you could have found out later.
Yeah, it wasn't a waste of time. You realize that there are good guys out there.
Could have met the kids and fallen in love with him, and then he was like, oh, not for me.
Not into it. So, like, that's what, one of the things I tell a lot of my girlfriends when I'm dating or when I was single, it was like, you know what? It's nice to meet a nice guy. He may not be the guy, but at least I know there's nice guys out there.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like for Meredith, like, okay, I could still give this dating thing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not every guy I date is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to go through a couple. But what is that saying? Like a couple crappy ones to find the way. I don't know what it is.
Kiss a lot of frogs before you met the
prince. Thank you. You got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm great at dating, apparently. I don't even know how the saying goes.
But no, I also kind of feel like Mr. Mesby's going to come back. Or John.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you and you guys in the chat. What you think? Do you like their chemistry? Do you think he's going to be back and it's going to be a thing that goes on for a bit?
Yeah.
I mean, as always, it just makes it more real that Derek's never coming back, which I know.
Oh, it was heartbreaking when he was like, oh, my, talking about his divorce.
Anytime anything about Derek gets brought up, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's rough. She's handling it so much better.
But I think I like him. I think if they can work this out and he comes back, I think he's a potential you know, fling to stay around for a bit. I'd love to see where it goes. She deserves it.
Would you want to see, like, his career seemed pretty, like, spot on. Mm-hmm. But would you want to see her with someone a little bit more up to par with what she, with
maybe that's, maybe what she needs is someone who isn't.
Yeah.
A change of pace. Like, her and Derek were, you know, both up there.
Yeah. That might be a good thing.
And I liked what he said in the beginning, too, because that was an issue before. He was like, was there competitiveness or whatever? And she was like, no, my husband could share. Because he was like, my wife couldn't. That's why we're divorced.
Yeah.
So maybe for him, that's a good thing. They're not in the same plane.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I don't know.
One of the little things, this is a small little nugget, when they were talking about traveling, and she said, yeah, I need to get to Switzerland. I was like, oh, her and Christina are still BFFs.
Also, how have you not been there yet?
I know. How dare you?
You should be there every weekend. Yeah. You're right. That was a really great Christina moment.
It was.
Yes.
Miss her.
But yeah, I mean, what else? Oh, the one other thing I wanted to address is with DeLuca at the end before he lost the kid, Max, was it?
Yeah.
Max, before he lost Max, he told the story about how his sister had hid the news of the mom dying to him and was relating it. The kid took it the wrong way, which it was the same thing.
Yeah.
But then ran. But I really liked that moment. I love when we get little tidbits of their life because, you know, they're still new to me, these characters. So I like getting more personal with them. And it was a sweet story.
DeLuca is definitely, like, he's been around for a little while, but he is definitely still feels like a new character just because we haven't really dived too deeply into his past. Yeah, that was really sweet. And especially his sister, too. Yeah. Like, she is this, like, freaky sex doctor. But,
I
like, to hear, like, a nice, like, sweet side behind
her.
It was really nice, yeah.
But, yeah. But yeah, anything else? I think that was pretty much it for that, the main stuff. Anything else you want to address?
I mean, I think we're still getting that battle back and forth between Karev and...
Yes, we're still seeing that go down.
Yeah. It sucks. I don't like it.
Which, speaking of, the one guy in the fire, which we should talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know his name either, but he had the insurance issues.
Yes.
He needed his lungs worked on because he couldn't breathe, basically. And his mom, he's on his mom's insurance, and only emergency cases are covered. So Karev does the Karev thing that he always does, and he made sure it was covered.
Yeah.
And we could see a couple people had some, like, ethical issues with this, moral maybe, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, what do you think? Do you think that's going to bite him later? I'm glad he did it because it's so Karev of him, and, like, I feel for him. But it's like, oh, that just sucks that stuff has to happen.
Well, you know what I thought he was going to do? I thought he was just going to say, I'm chief. It's pro bono. Like, we'll pay for it.
That's what I was hoping. I was like, take it out of your pocket.
Like, come on, dude. But, you know what? As we were talking about Weber last episode, it kind of hit me. Like, Karev kind of did the exact same thing Weber did, where it was just, like, kind of overstepping your boundaries and taking matters into your own hands.
Yeah.
And you rolled the dice and it worked out.
Yeah.
I think
the intern's going to bring it up again and that's why
Danny,
it's not going to rest. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, God, these interns, this class of interns,
like,
they
good
suck.
Thing. You got to, you know, help with the surgery. Just let it be. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm not feeling these interns. I hope she really doesn't say anything.
I know.
But
that's the only way I could see something going wrong.
Yeah.
With it.
I mean, he did say, like, the kid afterwards, like, my mom's going to go crazy. She's going to love it. So it was a sweet, like, seems like it would be a sweet gesture.
Yeah.
She has no reason to stir the pot. But, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for
Karev. Well, I guess we can go into our special segment, Who Served the Cure?
Yes.
There it is. Love that. That's what it's for. All right. You want to go first?
I'll go ahead and go first.
All right. What do you got for me?
It's on my phone. I think my favorite moment was when Owen's mom came back and was talking to Amelia, and she gave the metaphor, like, raising a child is like building a boat. It was very cute, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so true. It's like,
Amelia, you're not actually building, or the mom, you're not actually building a boat.
But it's like, you build a boat strong enough so that they could go off and venture into their lives and come back when they're ready.
And you hope that they float.
Yeah, it was great. I'm like, oh, my God, it is like that. Like, I have no kids, but
I
imagine. Yeah, it'd be
that
way.
I think that's what my mom did.
So I really like
that.
That was a sweet moment between the two of them.
I liked when Weber and Krev were talking because he's still struggling with the leadership role. Mm-hmm. And Krev was like, I should just quit. And Weber was like, it's all tetherball, because he was talking about the one time he wanted to quit tetherball and his mom didn't let him. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Everything's just how he made that all work out.
But that was great. What was Krev's response? Like, well, my mom said.
And then he was like, but my mom said the bats are talking and they all have something to say.
All have our phone number?
Yeah. Because his mom was crazy, but it was just such a good quit thug. Let us know in the comments your guys's best lines, because we love hearing them. But yeah, let's do predictions real quick.
Let's do them.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, basically, I'm going to go real quick here. I think at the end we saw Link and Joe, that they knew each other, and mm-hmm. Krev was kind of like, oh, I think there's going to be some jealousy, some drama.
They're a little bit too
drama.
Excited to see one another.
Yeah, that's going to happen, and I think Danny is going to cause this to be an ethical issue, the surgery that Krev performed. It's going to be something's going to happen.
Back.
I think it's going to come back, yeah.
We have Nevermore, 667 again. He says, I want Link to be Joe's person. If Alex and Mare can be each other's person, why can't they
be
each other's
cute.
Person?
That would be cute. I like that.
That's sweet. But I wouldn't, I'm too jealous. I can't
do
it. God, my prediction is, I think things are going to come to a head sooner rather than later with Owen and Amelia. Maybe Meredith will say to keep the secret. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see it playing out too much longer. And yeah, I think that's my one prediction.
Awesome.
So far.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But that's all the time we have for today, guys. As always, I'm your host, Krista Flengy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy. That's FLENTJE.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark-Jones. Thanks so much for participating in the chat. Sorry if we weren't able to shout you out. You can find me on social media at C_S Jones and everything else that I'm doing in life and career at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
Thank you guys. See you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.